Friday again, and time for one of our Culture File guests to tell us about the things they've been clicking like on, or simply nodding in approval of. And this time it's the turn of organ master Jeffrey Weber to share with us his Culture File likes.
My name is Jeffrey Weber. I'm an organist, a conductor, and musicologist. So a show that I've been watching recently on BBC television is called Who Do You Think You Are?, which is a fascinating series where celebrities are encouraged to explore their ancestry, and they travel to where they came from and find out about their past, which is always fascinating because they never know whether it's going to be good or bad or who will be in their family tree. Judi Dench travelled to Denmark, and there were some amazing coincidences with connected with Shakespeare and her acting career that she had no idea about, for example. Or Alex Scott, the TV presenter, going to the Caribbean and discovering her ancestry there is also fascinating. But always some wonderful surprises in it, and it's very interesting from the point of view of social history as well. So the book I've just finished reading is a translation of The Suite Française by Irène Némirovsky, which is a fascinating account of life in France during the Nazi occupation. It's quite a difficult read because it's a tragic story, but it's so beautifully done. It's fiction, but based on her experiences in Paris and in the countryside and the whole trauma of a nation living under occupation. She unfortunately didn't survive Auschwitz, and it's only fairly recently that her manuscripts have been rediscovered. But it's a wonderful read, and she's particularly good on cats who feature in the book, and the way she describes the cat's reaction I found absolutely captivating. And for those of us who have cats, we're all fascinated by the way they behave and what's uppermost in their mind or how their thinking works. But when I read what she said about the cats, it just rang true with my own experience of cats. Podcasts, I'm afraid I'm not the right generation for podcasts. My daughter listens to podcasts, I'm sure. But I actually still prefer live radio. And I listen mostly to BBC Radios 3 and 4. Well, Radio 3 is principally music. They occasionally have drama as well. Radio 4 is the current affairs, documentaries and plays as well. So there's a tremendous range across the two, which produce so much wonderful sound every day. But obviously, being a classical musician myself, I like to listen to Radio 3. We don't have much music that survives by Francesco Scarlatti, but I've recently transcribed an oratorio by him on the story of Daniel in the Lion's Den, which survives in a library in Cambridge. And with our Monaco consort, we're making a recording of that, which is going to be released next year, and giving the first performance in modern times of this piece. He wrote some splendid big scale pieces, a Mass and a Psalm Dixit Dominus for 16 voices and orchestra. And we're performing that in a few weeks' time in the Three Choirs Festival at Worcester. When we mention the name Scarlatti, we think of mainly Alessandro and Domenico, the two most famous composers of that family. But in fact, there were many more musicians in the family, women too, who are mostly singers. But Francesco, he came to London and worked there. And then, like a lot of musicians in London in the early 18th century, they saw opportunities in Dublin and came over here, and he married an Irish lady called Jane. It didn't actually end very well, and it's a little bit obscure what happened. He appears to have died in Dublin in 1741, but no gravestone has been found. But his music is absolutely splendid, and it's been a real discovery to copy out this music for the first time from his autograph score in Cambridge and to perform that music. So that's been really exciting. And it's nice to be in Dublin where we have that connection. Well, my mention of a smell is I have to thank my wife for, because she said to me the other day, "Have you noticed the honeysuckle in our back garden?" And I hadn't, because I came in the front door instead of the back. So I went and went to the back garden, and it's the most remarkable smell, and it was just lovely, and it's the right time of year for it, so I'm noticing it a lot at the moment. I've got a great interest in Indian cookery. One thing I've discovered recently, which I don't know why I've avoided all these years, is making homemade mango chutney. As anyone who makes Indian food knows, it takes most of the day or days beforehand, and there's so much to do that one tends to end up, if you're lazy like me, just buying some mango chutney. But there's some wonderful recipes, and I would recommend anyone to explore those. One wonderful one by Julie Sahni in her Indian Vegetarian Cookery book, which I've been using recently. Obviously, it's made of the mangoes. You need to buy them where they're not ripe yet. But the interesting ingredients are sliced almonds, and also saffron as a flavouring is also important in the recipe that I like best. Well worth the effort.
The likes of Geoffrey Webber there. Coming up tomorrow evening on the Culture File Weekly, Jennifer Walsh on everything that relational art can tell us about AI. Icelandic poet Frida Isberg's debut novel, The Mark, explores her homeland split apart by a test for empathy. And Ronan O'Snoddy on gardening and his epic poem, When Peace Broke Out in the Garden, which we'll hear in full on the programme. That's all in the Culture File Weekly this and every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM and in all the podcast places.